Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, November 2nd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. President Biden has reiterated calls for a humanitarian pause in the Israel-Hamas war to allow aid into Gaza and hostages held by Hamas to get out. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out a ceasefire, saying Israeli operations in the enclave are putting pressure on Hamas to consider hostage releases. As fighting continues, the UN reports that about 700,000 displaced people are taking refuge in its facilities across Gaza, and that 70 of its workers have been killed since Israel began its bombardment of the territory. Disney says it will pay at least $8.6 billion to Comcast-owned NBC Universal for its minority stake in the Hulu streaming service. The proposed amount reflects the floor of what Comcast is owed, with the two sides to start complex negotiations to determine the full value of Hulu and any additional payment to Comcast. This comes after Comcast exercised its option to sell its one-third stake in Hulu to Disney, which owns the rest of the service. Shares of Live Nation fell after hours after the Journal exclusively reported that the Justice Department is investigating whether the concert promoter and Ticketmaster owner uses anti-competitive agreements with artists and venues. A Live Nation spokeswoman said the company doesn't understand the department to be investigating any idea that it could be anti-competitive for it to pay artists more than others. A Justice Department spokeswoman declined to comment. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mainly higher, and European shares are in the green this morning. U.S. stock futures are also rising ahead of reports on factory orders and weekly jobless numbers. And on the earnings front, Apple, Starbucks, and Eli Lilly are among the companies scheduled to release results today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.